and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the stadium.
They left all the buttons where they were when I left here 2 weeks ago. Oh, good. Hound here. This is WFMU East Orange. That was the Rhythm Rockers and Weird. Before that, we heard Dale Hawkins, the Hawk Walks. The Grey Tones did Weird One. The Contrails did Mummy Walk. And the Embers opened it up and the Thump. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff for you today. Good stuff and bad stuff. Let's see.
Judge for yourselves.
The bad stuff for the records. We got Chan Romero outtakes today.
Wow.
We've got a Hillbilly Hangover.
Is that the cream of the crop or the bottom of the barrel? I can't tell.
We've got tickets to give away for Otis Rush and Lonnie Brooks and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials at Tramps. And we've got it's designated Michelle Peich birthday weekend, so Everybody has to buy her a drink wherever you incur her. Just look up. It's the best-looking thing north of your head.
Yeah. It's the brunette that's blocking out the sun. That's her.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Yeah, happy birthday.
What else do we have today? We have tickets for the movie Ride on Sunset Strip. We'll be giving those away. We got a VOM set of leftover stuff from last night. We got a Blues Hangover. We got a... We got all kinds of stuff. Oh, we got everything the
public demands.
Yeah, we got the big update about next week's WFMU Spring Record Fair, the return of the Elk, which we'll be broadcasting from next week. My very favorite type of radio broadcast, one in which alcohol is served.
There you go.
So, without further ado, let's get some of the requests items out of the way. We got one here by Big Bob on the Jano label.
To a rock and roll ball, but your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking around dizzy. Oh, believe me, baby, you missed the tree. There was a rocking and a rolling all in the street, but your line was busy. Ooh, girl, your line was busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking around dizzy. Yeah. Up the whole stand bar, but your line wasn't busy. Ooh, girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line busy. I plan to stop by the drugstore and have a malt, play the jukebox and I have a little talk, but your line wasn't busy. Ooh, girl, your line wasn't busy. It was a busy, 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 so you got me a walking line busy.
Here's one that cuts your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Just a real gone treat, she's a dancing doll. Yeah, my dancing doll. She's a rock and rolling, strolling, dancing doll. Well, she lives on a corner, 9th and Main. All the boys around, her father has to take. One look at her and man alive. Your heart starts jumping like a bee in a hive. She's a dancing doll. She's my dancing doll. Yeah, my dancing doll. She's rock and rollin', rollin' dancing doll.
Once I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
I'm going home, down the motor road, spend the rest of my life dancing with my wife. Ain't roaming no more with old Mormon Joe. I'm getting tired, yeah, I'm being alone. I'm packing up, well, I'm going home. Ain't roaming no more with old Mormon Joe.
I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Just as big as a rock, but you're deciding to give me the grease. Please, little bee, don't you put it in the pot. I beg of you, baby, on my bended knees. Beanie, beanie, beanie Jones, you're calling me chicken. Now you're laughing, Miss Jones, I don't dig that jive. But you're deciding to give me the praise. Please, little Beanie, don't you put it in the pot. I beg of you, baby, on my bended knees. Beanie, Beanie, Beanie Jones, you're calling me chicken. Now you're laughing, Miss Jones, I don't dig that jive.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Nice talking to you, baby.
A quiet one.
Nice talking to you, baby.
A quiet one.
talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
And I'm for walking with your baby. And I'm for walking with your baby. And I'm for walking with your baby. Now why don't you walk with me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
We can walk and talk and talk and walk. Nice of talking to your baby. Nice of talking to your baby. Nice of talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo. She's a cuckoo.
We can walk and talk and talk and walk. Down the avenue, yes, but what we said, what we do, I'll leave it all up to you. A nice talking to your baby, a nice talking to your baby, a nice talking to your baby. Now why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
Now why don't you walk with me?
Cuckoo-monger, she's
a... Now why don't you talk to me?
Monger, she's a cuckoo.
Why don't you talk to me?
She's a cuckoo-monger.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle...
Yeah, and they would know, too. That's Sam Butara and the Witnesses. She's a cuckoo-monger. We were Bebo Singleton with Feeney Jones. Roy Brown did Ain't Gonna Do It. Art Adams by request, Dancin' Doll. And Big Bob opened it up. Your line was busy.
The Radio Jazz Brunch.
I'm the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. We have things to announce.
Yeah, there seems to be...
Well, we already announced Michelle Peitsch's birthday. That's the big news. That's the big news for the weekend.
Yeah, that's the late-breaking development for the
weekend. And there's this... The long-awaited debut of J. Sherman Godfrey and Claudine Troyes' quartet, the Lazy JCs, which will be at Mercury Lounge tonight, along with Amy McMahon Rigby. Let's see, there's the Senders at the Rodeo Bar tonight.
Two sets, no waiting. Free peanuts.
Simon and the Bar Sinisters at 205th Avenue out in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
There is there's a Green Door tonight for you late-night revelers. At 15 St. Mark's Place.
And isn't there a thing in the Times about that tomorrow?
Ken Friedman wrote it.
Yeah, the Ken Friedman piece.
Riot on Sunset Strip, the movie, along with a Mercedes McCambridge in Run Home Slow at Gonzales y Gonzales this Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, catch them both before they're remade.
Yeah, I think it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, 8 p.m. I'll give away tickets for that. When we start Hillbilly Hangover, I'll take like the first two callers who want tickets to that. What's our number? 678-7743. Anyway, should we proceed on with the news?
Why not? What do you got?
My favorite story of the week is this New Jersey high school student who caught a javelin in her face.
Good catch.
See this? What's her name? Sarah Miniman, age 17, of Warren Township, was pierced with a spear at 4:58 p.m. on the field of Wachtang Hills Regional High School in Central Jersey.
Circus family, huh?
She was attending a track and field practice when she was struck in the face with the javelin that dug 2 inches into her jaw, authorities have said.
I guess she needs more practice then, huh?
The javelin entered the left side of her face just under her temple. The teen was in surgery to remove the tip of the spear, and about a foot of the javelin was still attached to it. The remaining portion was cut off by some quick-thinking police officers at the scene. High school javelins are generally between 8 feet 6 and a half inches long to 8 feet 10 and a quarter inches long.
Well, that's a big
one. In case
you
were wondering about that.
Uh-huh.
And,
a quarter inch makes a difference.
The javelin was tossed by another student.
She's working her way up to bullets.
Yeah. Jacksonville, Florida, a 9-foot male alligator tried to take a bite out of police officer M.R. Floyd, then ripped a chunk off his police cruiser. This being alligator mating season, the alligators had wandered out on the highway and started lunging at cars. Quote, when he couldn't get me, he bit my patrol car, and he was just shaking it until he tore part of it off. The alligator pulled off a 10-inch chunk of plastic from the front bumper. The car was treated at the hospital and released.
Mm. Yeah, I think it was some kind of, like, exaggerated foreplay. He wanted the officer, but he settled for the car.
This one was sent in by a listener. I like this one. Hermiston, Oregon, a man chasing his pet cockatoo plunged over a 40-foot cliff to his death.
Flap, stupid, flap.
Anthony Piper,
throw the olive branch.
Age 31 of Hermiston, had spent much of Thursday chasing the escape pet and was trying to reach the bird with a net when he apparently lost his footing and fell, striking his head on a rock.
The net survived the accident.
The bird was not recovered. Another cockatoo-related death.
And he spent all day chasing it, too.
Yeah,
they just, you know, ban the bird. It's that simple.
Yeah, what are we doing here? What else?
I feel like I'm
forgetting something. We are going to be at the Elks Lodge next Saturday at our normal time. We'll be broadcasting live.
Yes, folks.
And it'll be always, you know, it's a record convention, but it's one with a bar attached, so it's pretty bearable.
The geek factor is way down and the booze factor is way up.
I will have a table there. You can buy dog styles and all kinds of trash from me and my table mates, Fast Freddy and Andy Schwartz. That's the table trio this time out.
Wow. There's a three-part
table
for you.
So if you want to know, this thing is, it opens. Doors open at 11 a.m. It goes on until 9, and this is the Hoboken Elks Lodge at 1005 Washington Street in Hoboken. And for more information on that, call area code 201-678-8264 during business hours.
Like Monday through Friday.
Yeah, it's really easy to get to. The PATH train goes right near there. There's all kinds of public transportation and not that great of parking, but okay, you can find a place somewhere. Anyway, let's do a Hillbilly Hangover right now. What do we got queued up? Jerry Lee Lewis, the king of hillbillies and hangovers.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. With my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They can never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. She's left me, and I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. Baby.
That's life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Put a nickel in the jukebox and let it play, for my heart is cold with pain. Take the cork from the bottle of the warm red wine and fill my glass up again. fill my glass to the brim, till it flows o'er the rim, like the tears flowing this heart of mine. Then I'll say so long to the dreams that are gone, on account of the warm red wine. Oh, the prison of stone, with its cold iron bars, is no more than a prison than mine. I'm a prisoner of drink, who will never escape from the chains of the warm red wine. Oh, the wine is red, so warm and red, like the ruby, it sparkles and glows. But I've paid for the wine, yeah, that warm red wine, with all of my hopes and my dreams.
All right. Well, sober up and try to listen to this.
Oh, the rain is slowly falling, and my heart is so sore. 6 more miles.
Is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
All the love you promised would be mine forever. I would have let my bottom dollar on. Well, it sure turned out to be a short forever. Just once I turned my back and you were gone. From now on, all my friends are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now is my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone. Not knowing any better than to think I had a love that would be true. Why I should be taken out, tarred and feathered, to have let myself be taken in by you. From now on, are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now is my finger. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone.
Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
The beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain. And in the twinkling of an eye, might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air. And that is when I must beware of the beast in me that everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear. If it's New York or New Year, God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Down here, WFMU with Johnny Cash, The Beast in Me, from his new album. What's his album called?
American Recordings?
American, yeah.
As opposed to Johnny Cash, the Swedish recordings.
Best hangover record of the last 20 years. And it sort of started out as my winter bender, then it became my spring bender, and now it's almost my summer bender.
Well, it's kind of a 90s bender then, you know?
Before that, we heard Merle Haggard, All My Friends Are Gonna Be Strangers. Hank Williams did Six More Miles to the Graveyard. George Jones, The Warm Red Wine. And Jerry Lee Lewis opened it up, She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye.
Goodbye, baby.
Anyway. What else is going on here? I keep thinking I'm forgetting something, but I guess I'm not. Anyway, back to the news. Butte, Montana, a 10-year-old boy who had been taunted by classmates because his parents have AIDS, has admitted to fatally shooting a fellow pupil in the school playground. The boy made the admission during a hearing Thursday in court. The judge ordered him to undergo psychiatric evaluation. It was the teasing about his mother about the issue. It was very disturbing. All he knew was that someone was hurting the people he loved most. It's a scary world for kids. So, the scared kid took a .22 caliber pistol to school. He challenged one of his tormentors to a fight.
Hey, you.
Then pulled out the gun. His name was Jeremy Bullock, age 11. No, this is the kid who got hit. Jeremy Bullock, age 11, a fifth grader, was hit from behind the ear and died the next day. He was not the boy James had challenged.
Whoops.
James Osmundson, that's the little shooter.
Mm-hmm. James, anyway, the kid Osmundson.
Yeah, he's under 12 years old, so he cannot be charged with a crime.
But he can be smacked. Enough.
Yes.
Fastest draw in the fifth grade. See, the trouble with being the fastest is that there's always some other little kid, like a third or fourth grader, that's coming up behind you saying he's quicker.
Yeah, there you go.
Those mean streets of Butte.
St. Paul, Minnesota, Casey, the 400-pound gorilla, escaped from the zoo in the first day he was returned to his outdoor exhibit from his winter indoor exhibit. He was moved from his into a sunken enclosure where he managed to scale a 15-foot-high concrete wall, walk across the grass, and step over a 4-foot fence to freedom. Anyway.
Where does a 4,000-pound gorilla sit?
Zookeeper, anywhere he wants. Zookeepers managed to shoot Casey in the back with a tranquilizer dart, but he was not knocked unconscious. He just returned.
Sporting.
He returned on his own after 45 minutes of freedom. Parents and children were herded in the buildings while zookeepers tried to coax the 6-foot, 12-year-old African Western Lowland gorilla back to his home.
Hey, you.
The zoo officials say they don't know how Casey escaped and may consider confining him with an electric fence.
Wow.
Poor Case.
He's one of those system gorillas, I think. He just sort of grew up, you know, in cages all over the place. Society's to blame.
Yeah. Well, they got the Edward Monk scream back. That's good news. It was stolen during the, I don't say anything about the, who stole it or how it would happen, but it was stolen during the Olympics.
I guess they want to avoid any copycat stuff. You know?
Yeah. Here's a good one from the Manners Desk.
Durers.
65-year-old retired Brooklyn plumber was killed for not saying excuse me after accidentally bumping into a teenager his relatives charged.
Wow.
This may need a laugh track. Thank you.
I bet this wasn't in Butte, Montana.
George Todd, described as, quote, quiet and, quote, responsible, was walking home from a Bedford-Stuyvesant grocery store last Saturday when he was gunned down by a teen on a bicycle.
Well, he's quieter now.
Police said that they're still unsure of the motive for the slaying, but witnesses told Todd's family that the older man was killed because he dissed the younger man. Someone told me he got into this argument in the grocery store. I never heard he bumped this guy or stepped on his foot or something like that. After leaving the store, Todd walked down the street towards his house at 83 Monroe Street. Police said that's when a youth between 18 and 20 rode up on a bike, pulled a gun, and shot Todd in the head. He was dead on arrival. He had not been robbed. He still had $20 in his pocket and a grocery bag holding, if you really want to know, a steak, a slab of bacon, a can of vegetables, juice, and the TV guide.
And ironically, a steel helmet.
Anyway, his killer, who police said had never been seen in the area before, escaped, with, and the murder weapon has not been recovered.
Peddled off into the sunset.
Remember your manners, folks.
Really?
Anyway.
If you're going to be rude, shoot first.
Don't forget the Lazy JC's, Jay Godfrey's new band, is making their debut at the Mercury Lounge tonight, along with Amy McMahon Rigby. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at 205th Avenue out in Brooklyn. That's free to get in. The Senders at the Rodeo Bar, also free. Green Door, for you late night revelers, almost free, $5.
And
whatever, somebody, I usually think it's $5.
Be sure to catch Ken Friedman's in-depth article on said Green Door in tomorrow's Times.
Yeah, in the style of the Times section. Michelle Pyke's birthday.
We hear she's a little worse for the weather on her birthday.
Yeah.
She's 16 years old,
though,
fellas.
Her birthday is Monday, so I guess the whole weekend is Michelle Pyke's birthday. And
that's the Michelle Pyke birthday decade, you know.
Anybody wants tickets to see Riot on Sunset Strip and Run Home Slow at Gonzales y Gonzales Tuesday at 8 o'clock? I'll take the first two callers, 678-7743. Let's, what do we got queued up here? The Fortune Label, the Diablos.
Sings his way into your hearts.
Well, out in the country on the hunting spree, a big wild hog got down to me. At first I thought I'd run a big club, but when he went, whoa, whoa, Lord, that was enough. I done the wild hog hop down to the broadcast. I was going so fast, I never even got one for rest. I was scared so bad, I dropped my gun, nothing in the tube but bank. That old hog grabbed me in the seat of the bank. I let out the yell that were right.
watching and jumping at my heels, and that's why I honk, honk. I was out of breath, and to live on this, I never die in the day.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
This is a hit!
Oh, baby, baby, just come in time. Now have you heard about the dance of Bobby Sox with the dime? It's called the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, it's the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Meow, 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 meow.
First you tip on your toes and kind of move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, girls, that's the cat hop. And you just gotta learn to do the cat hop. Honey child, put your arms all around me, hold me and squeeze me tight. I'm gonna teach you the cat hop, and I'll teach you how to do it right. Cause we're going to a party, we've got time tonight. And when we hit that joint, we're gonna hit it right. We'll do the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yeah, the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop. You got to do it too. First you tip on your toes, kind of move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop.
Meow, meow.
Oh, the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes, little girl, that's the cat hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Scat!
And all American boys sing his way.
Well, now you tell me you love me, for I keep hanging around. Tell me you love me, it's for I keep hanging around. Another girl like you, maybe she can't be found. Well, there comes my baby walking down a big long street. Comes my baby walking down a big long street. She's got those eyes that flash with every man she meets. Well, now you my baby, I'm your man. You make her love, you certainly.
is a hit.
WFMU East Orange, Hound here. That was Don and Dewey. Kill. Why don't you?
Kill both of them.
Anyway, before that, we heard Ursel Hickey hanging around. The Dodgers, Cat Hop on the Aladdin label. Benny Hess did Wild Hog Hop. It's a remake. I didn't realize that. I pulled the wrong one. The Diablos opened it up, Jump, Shake, and Move.
No one strong in the Diablos?
The very same.
As they say on the doo-wop shop.
And, you know, last time we were here, which was 2 weeks ago, we gave away tickets for the Sir Douglas Quintet. I believe that's canceled. And if you want, I can give you Debbie Harry. If you won Sir Doug tickets, I can give you Debbie Harry tickets for the next night.
It's the best prize I can do. Yeah, and a two-week trip to Philadelphia.
Here's a good piece of Debbie Harry Blondie trivia. I've actually seen this. I know it's true. Chris Stein has one of the world's most exotic and extensive collections of Nazi memorabilia.
Those sweet memories.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the news.
Mm.
Tupac Shakur was taken in handcuffs this week to begin a 15-day jail term for attacking a former employer on a music video set.
Rapper, actor, felon.
The co-star of the Janet Jackson flick Poetic Justice. Just for there, he should have been locked up for that one.
Yeah, really?
The director should have been locked up on that one. And I only saw the trailer. Yeah. All I know is the movie was about a girl who wrote poetry whose name was Justice. I swear.
It just sounds like a good sell, you know? It's like a good meeting title.
Well, JB, it's called Poetic Justice, see? And
Shakur, 22, was also sentenced to 15 days on a state highway work crew ordered to perform 30 days of community service and fined $2,000.
Whoa, blues camp.
City prosecutors filed two probation violation charges against Shakur following his arrest April 30th in Hollywood on drugs and gun possession. Police arrested Shakur and another man, Maurice Harding, age 26, after pulling over the car Harding was driving and finding less than a half a gram of marijuana and a loaded 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The so-called gangsta rapper was also convicted last year of carrying a concealed weapon and sentenced to work on a state highway road crew for 45 days.
So he's good at it by now.
Yeah, Shakar was on probation for that and the assault conviction at the time of his April 30th arrest. He's also being investigated in connection with the shooting of two off-duty police officers in Atlanta and for an assault on a woman in New York City.
Maybe it'd be safer for the world if he just made movies.
Party.
Wow.
Oh.
Multi-talented.
Sonora, California. What would Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson think of this? A woman and her husband were charged with possession of toad extract that acts as a psychedelic drug. They've agreed to attend a drug education program to avoid jail, but the couple, Bob Shepard and his wife, Connie, were accused of squeezing venom from their Colorado River toads, drying it, and then smoking it for an intense psychedelic experience.
Wow.
So that should be illegal? Don't milk that toad!
Really? It's the drying that bends the law.
The Shepherds, who taught elementary school students at a nature camp where they were charged with five felony counts of drug possession, including possession of toad juice, drug agents seized the Shepherds four Colorado River toads from a classroom last January. Investigators said Mr. Shepherd had told them that the high produced by the toad venom was so intense that he can, quote, hear electrons jumping orbitals in his molecules.
And it made Baywatch make sense.
The couple also was charged with possession of morphine, mescaline, LSD, ketamine, and less than an ounce of marijuana.
Ketamine?
Yeah.
What a couple of... I think they might be our cave couple in a space trailer home there.
They're cool. We used to call ketamine green when I was a teenager.
That's pretty rough stuff.
Got any?
No.
Speaking of rough stuff, a New York City police detective from an elite narcotics task force was arrested, this was last week, on charges that he crud mouth hangover.
Well, that's what you get for drinking the bong water.
Yeah, recklessly fired his gun at least 16 times outside an upstate bar.
Wow.
One of the bullets went across a lake, pierced through the window of a house, and grazed the leg of a 17-year-old woman.
Gotcha.
Detective Miguel Isario, age 36, a member of the Drug Enforcement Task Force, was arrested at 2:30 a.m. outside of Flanagan's Bar in Putnam County, New York, by officials of the Carmel Police Department. A New York City police spokesperson said the officer found 16 9mm spent shells. One of the bullets went across Lake Mopac to graze the left calf of Amanda Tierson in her bedroom.
And he was aiming for the right.
Detective Isario is a 10-year member of the department who joined the task force 3.5 years ago. He spent the day at a nearby Camp Smith undergoing training in the Glock 9mm pistol.
Holy smokes.
At the outdoor range. The detective was arrested on charges of third-degree assault, reckless endangerment, firing within town limits, and driving while intoxicated.
Well, I think with that kind of background, that kind of experience, he recognizes a threatening lake when he sees one.
Better police for a better police state.
Wow, and better hardware for those better police, for that better police
state. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't think giving 9mm pistols to the police is really a great idea.
But then again, giving them to 9-year-olds hasn't been such a great thing either.
Well, it's a double-edged sword, let's put it that way.
No kidding. It's a gun with two barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Can feel the metaphor buckling already.
Yeah, we better go back to Rex. I was going to do Blues Hangover, and we have tickets to give away for Lonnie Brooks and for Otis Rush, but everybody's outside. Let's wait.
Okay.
It's just, this guy who called, said he heard the Dodgers cat hop years and years ago down on the islands, so I'm going to play the flip side of that for him. It's called Drip Drop. I'm going to spin some more records, and I don't know. We'll kill this 3 hours somehow.
Drip drop. these tears.
Stop these tears.
These tears all drip dry. Drip dry. Drip dry. Drip dry. Please, please, come back and stop these tears.
Trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
My friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Hey, Sally Mae, what you gonna do?
one of the hit songs of the day.
Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Damn, boy, you can't buy me.
Peanuts and popcorn, yum, yum, yum. Peanuts and popcorn, mama, buy me some.
A damn boy, you can't buy none.
Oh, peanuts and popcorn, yum, yum, yum. Peanuts and popcorn, mama, buy me some. Ha ha ha!
every feverish moment in the emotional life of the immature. Turkey neck stretch, yeah, yeah. Well, everybody rock on the turkey neck stretch. Turkey neck stretch, yeah, yeah. Well, everybody rockin' the turkey neck stretch. Your head goes forward, your neck goes back. You feel like a train that jumped the track. You shuffle your feet, you wiggle your toes, pull off your shoes. Now go, cat, go, now you do the turkey neck stretch, yeah, yeah. Well, everybody rockin' the turkey neck stretch. With unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Oh, oh, TV. I'm getting tired of that TV. That's all she watches is that TV. It's just TV all the time. Oh, oh, TV. They're all in love with that TV. Don't you want to make the TV? It's just the TV all the time. I used to kiss and squeeze and hold the tight, but I can't do it anymore. My mother's there and a father too. A little brother's on the floor, looking at that TV. They're all in love with that TV. Don't you bother me, the TV. It's just the TV all the time.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
The Hound, WFMU East Orange there. The Fascinators did TV. Grady O'Neill, Turkey Neck Stretch. Little Joe and the Thrillers before that. Peanuts and Popcorn. Leon Mach, was that Match? Did You Hurt Me So? The Corvairs, Hey Sally May. The Knight Riders, Night Rock. And the Dodgers opened it up, Drip Drop. Anyway, don't forget, next week is the WFMU Record Fair.
Elk 2, Listeners Nothing.
Yep, and this is at 1005 Washington Street, Hoboken, right behind the Elk, and we'll be broadcasting live from there, and it is also Hound designated Hound birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So
bring gifts.
There you go.
Prepare to shower.
Yeah, I like drinks that you can drink. That's what I like. And don't forget tonight, let's see, the Lazy JCs, which is the debut of Jay Sherman Godfrey's brand new band. That's
along with Miles and somebody.
Amy McMahon Rigby is the headliner. That's at the Mercury Lounge tonight. Then there's the Senders over at the Rodeo Bar.
Mm-hmm. Two sets, no wedding.
And there's Simon and the Bar Sinister at the 205th Avenue, free. There's there's Ride on Sunset Strip and Run Home Slow Tuesday, May 17th at
Gonzalez E. Gonzalez.
Yep.
And Gonzalez E.
We're going to give away tickets. About 5 o'clock, we have tickets for Otis Rush, who's at Tramps next Friday, and also Lonnie Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
The former... that's the trivia question, okay. Lonnie Brooks and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, who are really cool.
Yeah.
It's J.B. Hutto's nephew. He can't stay in tune, but he's cool.
As opposed to those of us who can't stay in tune and aren't very cool.
Right. I think it's Vibe Report time.
You seen the correct little blinking light there?
Yeah.
Batman?
Is that the right one? You there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm a little hungover, but not bad.
How was your, you were DJing last night?
Yep. It was good. It was fun. It was, you know, it was like a huge crowded room full of like very attractive and drunk teenagers, it looked like. I mean, I just, you know, these guys are just going to be like the hugest band. They packed the place. It was a nice spring night.
Really?
That was just really drunk.
So you,
I don't remember anything about it.
You manipulated the audience with some greasy rock and roll?
No, I think I kind of went mostly for like Curtis Mayfield, like pimpy type soul records and glitter rock. They were a glitter rock crowd. But it was cool. Night Bob was up in the sound booth, and Mikey Keen was there as my man to watch my back, and Alice was there, and a bunch of pals showed up. It was good. We had a great time.
Where did they set you up?
Up by the sound guy.
Oh, yeah?
You know, like, kind of off to the side of the sound, so it was cool.
In the shadow of Night Bob.
Turntables and everything?
Yeah, turntables. It was fun. You know, I can't tell if the audience liked what I did, but they certainly liked the bands, boy. Mm-hmm. They went crazy. And you?
Oh, just up here working. Suffering New York. We're in an awesome studio up here on the New York, New Jersey border, Bear Tracks, mixing this Go to Blazes thing, eating a lot of weird food, drinking Bush, you know.
Heading for the mountains.
Heading for the mountains. Yeah, we just had a power outage, and yesterday there was a gas leak.
Hmm.
We're in a 100-year-old barn built by Italian stonemasons.
Ah,
wow.
It's pretty exciting.
That's quite a vivid picture.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So, let's see. Vibe Report. Oh, let's see.
Your record has escaped. I mean, been released.
Yeah, yeah. In Europe. I don't know if you can get it here. I mean, maybe it's some import-type places. I'm not sure. But, hey, I had this thing. Now, I don't know if this would interest any of the listeners of the Hound Show. If not, if they don't like this record, at least they could get a free one, and then they could turn it in to stores to get credit on something else that they did like. There's a Billboard. Every once in a while, they got these record companies that give out brand new records if you call or fax them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one for the new Pretenders record, and it's an 800 number. You just have to call up and invent some like company name for yourself.
Oh yeah.
And they'll send you the free CD.
I know somebody that would definitely want that.
Yeah.
I bet Alice would want that.
Well, you know what? I figure there's probably a few people that would either want it or want to get it and trade it in. And so I thought I'd give out this 800 number.
There you go. Free Pretenders records, folks.
Okay. Get a pen, folks.
Get a pen, everybody.
Everyone, they're getting a pen.
Or a crayon.
Putting down the beer. Okay, that's probably enough time. You call 800-455-2414. 2302. And they says that, as they say, give our friendly phone machine a call. You just have to tell them your name and address, of course, and invent some company name.
Yeah, like make, WFMU?
Make it sound official, folks.
But, whatever.
Know. Not like that scam with Con Ed.
You know, and, well, that's a, there's a little offering right there. I mean, that's worth something if you want it. But
free stuff, man.
Free
it's the best
stuff.
Kind.
Free swag.
Swag, all right. There you go. Well, thanks for that tip.
Yeah, what's going on in town this evening?
Well, it's the debut of J. Sherman Godfrey's latest musical enterprise, the Lazy JCs. I think that's probably what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
And then, then I'll probably go to Green Door later and make sure, just to make sure I'm good and stinking drunk.
Oh, that'll be the last stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, end of the night.
That sounds pretty good. I think we'll be working very late since I had that power outage.
And when do you get back to our great metropolis?
Well, sometime around, probably at crack of dawn.
Oh, tomorrow you'll be back?
No, tonight, tomorrow, slash. Mm.
Do you have to wait for them to reopen the George Washington Bridge first?
What happened?
They closed it for the weekend.
What for?
I think they're taking it down to clean it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's free jumping day, that's what it is.
There's a few other ways to get in there, I guess. You know?
Think about it, though, because I think it really is like closed down for the weekend.
Well, I don't need the bridge.
Oh, you don't? Oh. Well, there you go.
We could drive down to Midtown or some, you know, area.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln or whatever. It'll be 3 o'clock in the morning. Traffic will only be piling back the other way. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I had all the whole big rap about Belgian beers and everything.
Man. Oh,
right. We
did
had
you try that Vieille Cuvée stuff?
What's that?
Vieille Cuvée? I don't know how to spell it. That's what Lars taught me. That they explained to me that's how you pronounce it. It's just like doing NyQuil, except it tastes like beer.
Oh, yeah, I've had that before. I didn't have that this time. So, this time I was more interested in this Blanche beer, which is an unfiltered beer with a little bit of a lemony taste, real fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other stuff, Creek, which is spelled with a K.
Oh, yeah, I had that.
It's got like a champagne cork in it. It's vaguely cherry taste.
Yeah.
But it really kind of good, kind of explosive.
I just went for the stuff with extra medicine. It was, you know, it was a pretty dark tour, and it was pretty
like
late in.
Like the Duvel.
Yeah.
What is that clear junk that they're that reconstituted beer garbage that they're?
FEMA?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we were at this Kentucky Derby party last week.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there's all this great booze around, all this incredible like bourbon and fresh mint juleps, fresh mint and all that, and you know, these people are walking around with that stuff. It's just sort of like offensive.
You know who makes Zima?
Who?
Coors.
Oh, really?
So it's even clearer, lighter, and less beer tasting, I would assume, than real Coors.
Less light, less taste, less fun.
Yeah, there you go. It might have extra medicine. I don't know. It's unfortunately, in this, as you must be aware of, Roscoe, having just come back from Europe, in this fine country of ours, we're a little backwards in the beer department in many ways, including the fact that we don't label for potency like they do over there.
Right.
So I think it's just beautiful.
Well, I don't know. That Zima stuff, it kind of strikes me. I mean, sometimes when you're drinking beer, you're just staring at the beer, you know? And,
yeah.
And that's really it's an offensive package.
Yeah, you know,
it's like,
true.
Like, you know, the Lucky Charms box, for instance, in breakfast cereals, always got a lot of information on it. You know, if you're stuck there...
Quite an analogy.
If you're eating that breakfast by yourself, which, you know, people do, and they do drink beer by themselves, sometimes the label is... You know, better to look at than some, you know, old guy taking a sporting chance at the end of the bar.
Yeah, it's really true.
You
can't. It's hard to wonder, like, what the hell happened when you're looking at a clear fluid.
I don't know. I don't know about the Zima stuff. I mean, they'd have to give it a lot of it. I'd have to go into, like, some real sanctioned research to be able to come up with a favorable opinion on that. It's after going through this last tragedy with them discontinuing Red Tag 505 Levi's, I'm not ready for
any
more drastic changes, you know, like some weird pseudo malt beverage in a clear glass bottle, clear, you know, no, I don't think so.
Well, the bottle looks like a good thrower. I haven't hefted one myself, but it seems, you know, like it probably balances about in the middle.
It might be. I mean, if this thing fails in the next 5 years, then they'll like be cutting the tops off and, you know, selling them as glassware out of Crate and Barrel catalogs or something.
You know, something that horrible is bound to succeed.
Yeah.
Whenever you know, I think when they aim something directly at the public's stupidity, it's just sure to be a success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a round peg in a round hole.
Yeah, that's, I guess you're right. And that gig last night was really crowded, right?
Yeah, there you go. But they were fun. They're fun. That was fun.
That's good. That's good. How about it?
How about that?
How about it? Well, I guess I'll see you guys.
Okay,
soon.
Sko. Go
all
back
right.
to your compressors.
I'll be back. Oh, man. Vintage tube compressors they are.
Well, okay. I'll see you tomorrow, Sko.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Have fun and sip carefully.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
Never mind.
Experiencing the thrills of dead air.
Yeah. Anyway, let's just do this bomb set. I got some
stuff here that I didn't get to last night.
Okay, so like
the
picture
Sonic
yourself.
Rendezvous band one here.
At Irving Plaza asking Nightbob about his slacks.
Yeah, there you go. Sonic Rendezvous band. We'll be back in a little while.
I'm God never intended for sex to be debased and besmirched and lowered to the animal-like level of a beast as it has in these last few years, my friend. But the 60s will forever go down in history as the black sex sick 60s that roared like a stream of gutter filth through this great nation of America. You say, preacher, you mean to say you're going to talk about these miniskirts? You better believe I am, my friend. It's wrong. Girls, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This necking and petting and smooching and promiscuity that makes the rounds in this accepted society today is playing with disaster and flirting with death. Present music scene defies all description. The so-called acid rock of this hour that is being played on the top 40 stations is music that is inspired by the devil demon forces of hell.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU, East Orange. The Stooges, not right. Before that, we heard the Modern Lovers recorded live. The Mixer. The Flower Children in Miniskirt Blues, The Flamin' Groovies Teenage Head, and the Sonic Rendezvous Band opened it up with City Slang.
Excuse me, I have to shut the door. Eric is playing records so loudly in the record library, I can't tell what's going on.
Queen? Yeah, she's playing Queen.
Yeah, she's skipping the needle over that Freddie Records instrumental 45, I think.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't forget, next week is the WFMU Record Fair. We'll be broadcasting live from the Elks Lodge in Hoboken, 1005 Washington Street.
And gang,
the Elk.
We just got a preview of the t-shirt design. It looks fantastic.
Records for sale. It's only like $3 to get in. It's all a beer you can swill. The Hound will be there. Don't forget, bring me a birthday present, and I'll be your friend. I'd like to thank the person who sent me $3 in the mail for a beer that they did, that they offered to buy me and couldn't afford. That. And
there's a conscience at work.
Yeah, let's see what else we got in the news here.
There's a lot of weird stuff. It's the stuff behind the press clippings on the left hand side is it's the blue check mark.
Well, I sort of got a kick out of this. You know, there's a Joan Rivers is on Broadway playing Sally Marr, Lenny Bruce's mom.
I saw Anyways, Goldstein interviewing her last night.
Sally Marr?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an interesting thing here. I guess she just keeps the best of company. Mm-hmm. Sally was caught out the other night along with her granddaughter, Kitty Bruce, at the Iridium restaurant eating with Ron Jeremy.
Ooh.
Porn's
I'd like
favorite
the hairy back ribs, please.
Yeah. You see, NPR got this reporter who resides on death row.
Really?
He starts Monday. Mumia Abu-Jamal, an ex-journalist convicted of the murder of a Philadelphia police officer in 1991, will debut on NPR's All Things Considered.
I guess he's not talking about the international beat,
talk
is
about
he?
Life behind bars.
Yeah.
Well,
from my side of the cell.
Okay. Yeah, I finally got to the stuff that we were talking about here. A woman who was ordered to stub out her... This is in Martinez, California. A woman who was ordered to stub out her cigarette after lighting up in a no-smoking section was convicted in the shotgun slaying of one of the restaurant patrons who complained.
As was reported here.
Daphne Luster, what's in a name, age 22...
Buffed to a high gloss.
...was convicted Thursday of second-degree murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and possessing a firearm.
And
Luster was with five children, including her three-year-old daughter, Duster... at Denny's restaurant in San Pablo when she got into an argument with Rachel Houston and four other women at another table because she was smoking in the non-smoking section. According to police reports, the group complained to the manager who asked Luster to put out the cigarette. Police said Luster left the restaurant but returned at 3 a.m. on September 25th armed with a shotgun and a crossbow. Luster fired one shot at Houston's car as she drove away, hitting her in the head. Defense lawyer Stuart Hanlon argued that the gun went off accidentally and said Luster armed herself because she was afraid of the women. Luster wept as the verdict was read. She faces 25 to life.
Do they still let you smoke in California jail? Or? No crossbows, though. Huh?
I don't know, but do you see this bill about not letting convicts lift weights in prison?
That's fairly bizarre.
That's really retarded.
Because they just have to go back to lifting each other.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we have tickets. We do have tickets to give away. By the way, we did give away Sir Douglas Quintet tickets, and I think that show might be canceled. You might want to call at Irving Plaza. If you really want, I'll give you Debbie Harry tickets for Wednesday.
Somehow not the same.
If you want Sir Doug tickets. Well, mm-hmm. Farfisa, Oregon's a Farfisa, Oregon, right? Mm-hmm.
Even when it's stored on a DX7.
Not really. Okay, here's the tickets. We have Lonnie Brooks, along with Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, or Tramps Thursday. We have Otis Rush at Tramps Friday. Now, there's two trivia questions, one concerning each artiste. Lonnie Brooks, well, he started his recording career at the Gold Band label. Tell me under what name Lonnie Brooks first recorded under. It's 201-678-7743, and that's Tramps this Thursday. And Otis Rush, Tramps Friday for the 11:30 show. We have two pairs of tickets for that. Tell me what label Otis Rush started out recording for in the 50s. 201-678-7743. Anyway, let's get this is our biggest blues request item of easily of the year. Up next, Boot Hill by Sly Williams.
Look up on the wall, baby, and Quiet, please.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No, and it's just as finger-licking good, right, Milton?
You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get a can of it.
Mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Now put your arms around me like the circle around the sun. I want you to love me, Mama, like my easy ride I've done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, put it, Mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm loving, she's just my height and size. She's a married woman, come to see me sometime. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. I'm stealing, stealing, put it, Mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. I'm stealing, stealing, put it, Mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, we don't.
This will be lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said, cut it. And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it? Yeah.
Okay, cut it.
It's better.
Take two.
If you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off there and quit looking at it.
All of my life,
What kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of finger licking good. No, every bit of finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Now I'm sitting here trying to drink my blues away. Since the baby been gone, I've been having every night and day. Now the mean old fireman and the cruel old engineer. That mean old fireman and the cruel old engineer. That took baby away and left me standing here. Well, I wrote baby letter, but I maybe should have went myself. Well, I wrote baby a letter, but I maybe should have went myself. Boy, if she don't come back, I don't want nobody else. Shine on, a bigger, brighter moon, shine on. Shine on, a bigger, brighter moon, shine on. You just worry, my baby, till you make her come back home. Hotcha! That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
Don't take a married woman, a honey babe, ever be your friend. Take the same man back.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange, with our belated blues hangover. But that was a good one, right? Mm. Frankie Lee Sims there, Married Woman. Before that, Tampa Red, Since My Baby Went Away. Howlin' Wolf did I've Been Abused. The Memphis Jug Band was Stealin'. That's my favorite, boy. That's such a great one. And Sly Williams opened it up by request, Boot Hill. Well, we gave away the Otis Rush tickets. The answer to the trivia question was he began his career on the Cobra label out of Chicago. And the Lonnie Brooks tickets, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, we gave away one pair. We still have another pair left. The answer to that question was Guitar Junior of the Crawl fame. It was Lonnie Brooks.
And well, I didn't know that.
Yep. So we're going to give them away. We have one pair left. We'll give them away when we go back, when we get off mic. Let's finish the news, and then we'll spin.
And we'll get off mic.
Two boys aged 12 and 13 pulled a gun in a classroom and robbed a teacher of nearly $4,000 she had collected to finance student activities. This is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow, they took their own field trip, huh?
Yeah, the youngsters fled from Whitehaven High School on Monday with school officials and police in pursuit.
We're going to Rhode Island again.
One fired at but missed the pursuer before he was surrounded by police armed with shotguns and pistols. The other boy escaped. The police found a .357 caliber Magnum revolver.
Fine weapon.
Yeah, but it's very, very unfashionable among kids these days.
Mm-hmm.
Those revolvers. Too much work, I guess.
I'm just showing my age.
Officers say they did not know where the boys got the weapon. The boy arrested was 12 years old, and Police Lieutenant John Dwyer said officials were searching for his 13-year-old accomplice. It's a sad commentary on our society, but that's the way it's getting. Officer Dwyer speaking.
Officer genius.
Anyway, this goes on for a while. Basically, kids are rotten. Oh, Los Angeles doctors combine microsurgery and leeches to reattach the skin and hair of a woman who was scalped from her eyelids to the back of her neck by an industrial blender.
Oh, and then the salt fell and... Oh.
I got to tell you about this. The accident at the packaging company threatened to leave the 30-year-old Patsy Bogle disfigured.
Yeah,
but,
a little.
But...
Or forever wearing a hat.
Everybody's got a big butt. Doctors who performed the rare operation said Friday she would recover with few or no visible signs of her injury. Bogle, an employee at the Ross Technical Associates of Monrovia, 20 miles east of L.A., said she was cleaning the blade of an industrial blender on Tuesday when the machine caught in her ponytail. She felt her head smash into the machine, and in an instant, her scalp was torn off from her eyelids to the back of her neck, including two-thirds of her right ear. I just remember hitting my head, she told Los Angeles Times from the hospital bed. I yelled at my boss, help me, help me, help me. Boggle would probably have survived, doctor said, but would have needed extensive skin grafts and would never have looked the same. She would have to have worn a wig for the rest of her life. It's not like you can lose. It's not like, okay, if you lose a finger or a thumb, those can be replaced, or if you have you have other fingers to use. But a forehead, hair, eyebrows, this is catastrophe. This is a catastrophe.
This is catastrophic, or possibly
a catastrophic injury.
Someday I'm going to stop drinking.
Someday.
I just have to remember to stop drinking.
It ain't the days, man. It's
anyway,
nights.
You want to hear the part about the leeches?
Yeah, I'd love
during
that.
During the five-hour operation, Gross and Dr. Bala Chandaskakar reattached veins, muscle, cartilage, skin, including the ear. Sterile medicinal leeches were placed on the ear and scalp to suck any blood away until veins can heal and begin pumping on their own naturally.
Wow, what did they used to think of next? Was there a crossbow involved in this one, too?
No. Anyway, her husband has been watching her scalp grow, and he thinks he's seen some hair coming up on it. So, looks like everything's going to be all right.
I hope it's not just hair growing on his eyeballs.
Well, you don't know about that. Anyway, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I already said the answer to this question, so somebody must remember this. If anybody wants to go see Lonnie Brooks, a.k.a. Guitar Junior, and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials at Tramps this Thursday, the early show, 8 o'clock. I have one pair of tickets left. Tell me who Little Ed's famous uncle is. And don't say Big Ed. What do we got here queued up?
Ed Norton.
Oh, Cleophas Robinson, Rock and Roll in the Groove.
Not Little Ed's uncle.
201-678-7743. Who's Little Ed's famous uncle?
I sure spend my money like I have a good time. Work every day, can't never keep a dime. Go out on a party, throw away my loot. Every Monday morning, got to pour in my suit. Love to rock. You gotta move. She said one time, two times, three times, back, stay out of my face, talking all that jazz. Here last week, that all the week before. So I took my arm and nails and boxed up your door. One for the money, now two for the show. If you can't pay the rent, you got to let the place know you love to rock.
Of the jazz beat generation, living like crazy, loving like mad.
The cow was
the
you've ever been in love, you know what I mean. My baby, she cried all night. Today she says she's moving on.
Take one.
Every time I close my eyes, I find myself dreaming of you. And when I wake, I'm all alone, alone and blue, so blue. When shadows fall and darkness nears, I see the rain like falling tears. Perhaps your new love will be a true love, but if he hurts you and leaves you blue, I pray he'll come back to me, 'cause I'll be true. Lord knows I don't mind the shadows. Perhaps your new love will be a true love, but if he hurts you and leaves you blue, I pray you'll come back to me, 'cause I'll be true.
A man's body, a fly's head.
Cause you broke my heart, and you danced just like a devil. You kept thinking you were smart. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. WFMU East Orange. Jackie and the Starlights there, No More Hurt. The Idrisi Brothers did Alone in Blue, Take One. Memphis Slim did For a Day. Sweetie Jones, Baby Please Don't Leave. And Cleophas Robinson opened it up, Rock and Roll in the Groove.
Wow.
Hey. Don't forget that FMU Record Fair next week. We'll be there live in person, the Elks Hall in Hoboken.
The Record Unfair.
Yep. And let's see. Let's do the announcements one last time. There's the Lazy JC's debut of Sherman Godfrey's new band, along with Amy McMahon Rigby at Mercury Lounge tonight. There's Simon and the Bar Sinisters, 205th Avenue, Brooklyn. The Senders at Rodeo Bar. There's a Green Door at Green Door, at 15 St. Mark's Place. Because Gary Balaban is showing Riot on Sunset Strip and Run Home Slow at Gonzales E. Gonzales on Tuesday. And what am I forgetting?
It's Michelle Pyche's birthday.
Yep. Anyway, let's finish the news and get back into it.
These are words that go together well.
29 Palms, California, where our good friend Dick Dale resides. A bird dropped a snake over a power station.
Well, that explains it.
That's the whole story. Short-circuiting a line and causing a two-hour blackout in the high desert. More than 4,000 homes in the Morongo Basin were without power last Wednesday afternoon while Southern California Edison crews removed what was left of the Rosy Boa and restored the circuit. The snake apparently had been dropped by the bird flying over a substation just west of 29 Palms.
I'm just terrified of all the copycat crimes that this is going to generate, you know?
Yeah. Biddeford, Maine, Lori Remillard was first thought she was struck by a rock or a potato. It turned out to be donut holes hurled from a car.
Ow, was that a potato?
Why did this make the wire services? The 23-year-old woman who had been talking to a friend at the time said she drove past, said the car drove past three times after she was hit, and each time she was able to see one more of the license plate numbers. Anyway, Romillard told police that she saw the suspect in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot shortly before the incident. Chris Roy, age 19, Christopher Cotty, age 20, and Brian Heal, what's in the name, age 18, were charged with assault. Since the attack, Romillard and her parents have been deluged with phone calls from friends and the media and have been teased.
Ban the donut hole, folks. I've said it before. And the bird. And the potato.
Anyway, on that note, I think we should play some more records. We do have those Chan Romero outtakes coming up. Let's start off with a Bo Diddley outtake. This is one you can't find anywhere except on that box set. It's a good one, though. It's like Bo Diddley plays punk rock, 1962.
Let's take these brown Hispanic people.
There's a rock house parties on Saturday nights. At rock house parties, the chicks and the guys. Well, you rock good in the morning, rock good in daylight, rock it in the evening, and roll it all night. Rock house, yeah, rock house, yeah, rock house.
party on Saturday night. That's right, well, Saturday night. Get your kids, leave a brother, you get your kid. Rock house, yeah, rock house. Uh-huh. Well, rock house party on Saturday night, yeah. Leave my brother, you'll get your kid. Rock house, yeah, rock house. Uh-huh. Well, rock house party every Saturday night. That's right. Well, rock house party every Saturday night. That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. Uh-huh. That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Mister
heartwarming story of the kids who turned the big town into a rhythmic uproar.
Hey man, let's have a shore party.
Woo!
sure party.
Lesson 1. Basic hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
think, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, when you pick up on something, you dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig, it's like... No, it's more like in music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like, you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like, if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like, I'm the wrong cat, it's the wrong word. Dig?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
morning like a girl, girl, girl. All I want from you. Play it again.
Into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
The Hawk Cloud.
The Hawk Cloud.
Taking away the day. Away.
The Hawk's
Cloud.
You've been staying.
The Hawk Cloud.
Taking
Sonny Burgess coming to you with the Hound from WFMU, East Orange 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records.
Never mind.
United States.
Town here, WFMU, that really craps it up. That was Sonny Burgess there, going home. The High Tensions did The Clock. Johnny Carroll, Sugar Baby. Gashead did Little Mama. Joey Welch, Shore Party with Link Ray on guitar. Dr. Feelgood and the Interns did Mr. Moonlight. Chan Romero, a little demo there, Rock House Party. Bo Diddley did it, Pretty Baby. Thank you, Will Brooch.
Thank you, Will Pooch.
I'd like to thank our crack news team, Yap and Renica and Brian, for their contributions to today's show.
Yes, they were especially crack this week.
If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be at the WFMU Record Fair, 1005 Washington Street, Hoboken, next Saturday. You can get there early, buy records. You can get there late, get smashed with us.
In any case, you got to bring a gift for the Hound, because it is, after all, his birthday weekend.
Hound birthday weekend. One more from Chan Romero. Wild Girls up next. Another unreleased Chan Romero cut.
First you say you love me, then you say it's torn. Well, you can't go and leave me all alone. No, you just can't go leave me alone. Well, tell me, pretty baby, why you lie to me? Well, can't you be so faithful to me? No, you just can't go leave me like this. They had you cheat a little, baby, and sometimes you have lied. I'm telling you, my baby, I love you, bye-bye. Oh, why, oh, why did you lie? Oh, why, oh, why did you lie?
We interrupt this program for an important announcement.